Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan is engineering today at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Kyle's with us. We're going to be talking about tips from the book and tips that Kyle would like to share with you. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vincenzo the Great.
it's wonderful. It's wonderful broadcasting with you. I wanted to mention to our class that back in 1973 there was a Arab oil embargo, and about 5% of the fuel oil and gasoline was withdrawn from the marketplace here in the United States, and it caused a massive shortage. There were gas lines around the block. People would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to wait for the gas station to open up at 9 o'clock. There'd be lines, you know, people would be in the dark, sitting in the dark, you know, waiting for the gas station to open so they get $3 worth of fuel. That's the kind of thing that happened with the 5% reduction. There was odd and even gas rationing, so that depending on the last digit of your license plate, if it was odd, you could buy gas on odd days. If it was even, you could buy gas on even days. And unless you worked for the government or you were a medical doctor, you had to wait in line. And gas stations were doing things like, yeah, I'm talking about service stations. They were doing things like, if you need that tune-up, we'll be glad to do that tune-up. And, of course, you know, if you get the tune-up, we're going to have to fill up your tank and do a test drive and make sure everything works great. And so, people were paying for tune-ups when they needed a full tank of fuel. Kyle, do you remember those days?
I do remember those days. Yep. And it was, people don't understand. And then what did they say that this thing that happened in this tragedy, basically, that happened down in New Orleans is going to shut down, is it 20% of our refining ability? Is that the number that you heard? Or?
Well, okay, I've heard 91%, but my number was 100% was shut down because there's no electricity. You know, the whole grid came down in that area. So if the grid came down, the refineries don't run on generators. They run on the grid. So I believe that it's worse than is being reported, but I can't prove that. So the reason I mentioned the odd even gas rationing and, you know, back in 1973 is because I believe, and that was only 5%. What I'm trying to draw a comparison to is that 5% reduction caused the gas rationing. It lasted, you know, well over a year. And so we have one of our, not the largest city in the country, but New Orleans is pretty big. And a lot of our fuel comes from the Gulf of Mexico. And so the rigs were shut down, the refineries were shut down. And it takes a while to get those refineries back online. So because of that, I believe that there will be a spike in gas prices. Now, this is just me saying this. I didn't read any expert opinions, and experts are the ones who guess right at the moment, in my opinion. You know, the economists, the good economists, they're the ones that guessed right at that moment. But they don't always guess right. So they're just lucky, if you will, to guess right. So I believe that gas prices will spike, and I believe that plastic prices will spike as well as a result of the refinery shutdown and the rigs shutdown in the Gulf of Mexico and New Orleans. And here's why. Plastics in everything, right? So you know, plastic bags, potato chip bags, baggies, Ziploc bags. Pretty much everything comes packaged with some kind of plastic or plastic liner. Cans for soup, cans for vegetables have a plastic liner in them, so that the tomato sauce doesn't eat through the side of the can. Because of all that, plastics, and it's, if you look, it's everywhere. So I think there's going to be a spike in plastic prices. I think there's going to be a slight shortage, if not a little bit bigger than a slight shortage in plastics. And I believe gas and diesel prices are going to go up just in time for the heating season, you know, when people want to fill up their tanks for their fuel oil tanks for heating their homes. And those are just a couple thoughts. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. It's funny that you mentioned that because when that thing hit the New Orleans, I told my wife, I said, things are fixing to go up. So we went ahead and we have some already stored and preserved, but we went ahead and bought our entire gas for the whole month. Worst case scenario, because I figured it's going to take, I used to weld on a high pressure gas system line. And I know it can take at least, I mean, from dead startup, it can take almost a week. That back then, when I was doing it, it would take a week of different systems that had to be checked, and high-pressure gas lines and steam lines that operated valves and things like that, that it's going to take, it will take a week to get everything back up and running. And that was without any damage. That's just trying to start up a newer plant. So, yeah. The renovations.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And we had two major explosions in the last several years in the United States, refinery explosions. One was the old Sunoco refinery, Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania, right near top of Delaware. And the other one was in California. And they were two of the largest refineries that we have in this country. And they were blown up, and it probably was not terrorism, but the, you know, there was explosions there, and there was fires, and I don't think either one of them has restarted. So, and of course, if you think about it, with the current push for electric vehicles, why would you start up a new refinery? And so we haven't built a refinery since the 70s, I believe, in the United States to refine crude oil into the chemicals and lubricants, et cetera, and fuels that we all depend on. So I think it's going to be a problem. When you think about what happened with Hurricane Ida in Mississippi and Louisiana in the Gulf Coast, a lot of damage was created. It was touted as the fifth largest storm to ever hit the United States, and that could be true. Fifth largest in, you know, recent history, last, you know, couple hundred years probably. But maybe before that there were bigger storms, but we don't know about that. Well, anyway, the problem is there's massive flooding. So if you have a house and it, you know, it's sitting on a concrete slab and there's flooding and let's say there's, you know, several feet of water in the yard, well, that means that your refrigerator's probably damaged. Your freezer's probably damaged. Your heating system is probably damaged. Some of your electrical system is probably damaged in your home, businesses. Your dishwasher, you know, that's where the motor is, right on the bottom. That's probably damaged. A washing machine, dryer. I mean, all those appliances that sit on the floor are probably damaged. Now, how many homes have had this damage? A lot. So if you look at what's going to happen once the water recedes, and once they start pumping more of it out, they're going to survey the damage and say, well, there's so much mud in this washing machine, so much mud in this dryer and dishwasher and refrigerator. We'll just replace them. So that's going to cause a demand for the replacement of those appliances, which is going to drive the price up and create a shortage, in my opinion, in those appliances. Now, it's not just limited to appliances. It includes automobiles. It includes everything you could possibly think of, including wood, to rebuild the city. You know, the roofing that's destroyed, that's blown all over New Orleans. You know, a house roof might be 2 miles away. And so people are going to need roofing. They're going to need steel. They're going to need wire. They're going to need plumbing. They're going to need wood, insulation, nails, screws, everything. So what I see is the price of everything going up. Now, let me give you just one case in point, and then I'd love to hear Kyle's comments. So we were building our house around 2005. And I, there's a lumber company that I like to use. It's called T.H. Rogers. It's a, and I have like five, six, seven stores. And so it's just a regional lumber yard. And I negotiated with them, and I said, I want to buy everything from you guys. But I want to be locked in. So if the prices increase, I don't want to enjoy price increases. Well, we're using some OSB for this sheathing on our house. And the price, I believe, was $7.99 in 2005. And then there was a hurricane. And the price jumped to $21, $22 a sheet. And we were insulated from that because we had this agreement. But other people were paying, you know, three times what they were paying just before the storm. And I checked the price of plywood yesterday. We have a little trailer. It's a little John Deere trailer. It's actually a snowmobile trailer built in 1976, I believe. And it tilts. And it's kind of neat for just pulling small loads around. And so you could just drive two snowmobiles side by side. Well, we don't have snowmobiles. I just bought this trailer for $100 or $125 many, many years ago. And it had a plywood deck that was made with pressure-treated plywood, 3/8 inch thick. And it uses 1.5 sheets. So I figured, well, I guess it's probably time I ought to check the price of plywood. $73 a sheet for plywood, and I need 1.5 sheets. That means two sheets. So roughly $150 for plywood for a little tiny trailer. So wood has some wood. Plywood is still really, really high. 2x4s, etc., have come down about 50%. And I bought some of those yesterday, like 2x4 12s, I think I paid around a little over $7 a piece. 2x4 14s, I paid around $8 a piece. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, you're right, Vince. In fact, a builder that I know around here is still looking at building a spec home. And he was able, this is no joke, he was able, because he started comparing what the cost was going to be. He was able to call a company in Georgia and have a steel building, steel studs, everything shipped from Georgia and buy all of those steel studs cheaper than he could buy lumber before when they were really high. So I know it's really bad. You're right about the 2x4s. I think they were like $4.80, I think, here for an 8-footer. The last time I checked, and it's crazy, you know. Vince, I've got a thought here that I want to throw out there for people. You know, this is called USA Prepares, and we try to teach you things about not just preparing, but anyway, to be able to, I'm sorry. We got the getting too noisy outside. I'll catch you after the break here.
Yeah. Kyle's voice. And you're going to hear some tips that you probably haven't heard before anywhere. And I've got one about screwdrivers that, frankly, no one's figured out. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And Rich Sheeben is out in the woods. He's hunting and fishing, and he's preparing. So, class, there's nothing that's happened to Rich Sheeben that you need to be concerned about. He's doing just fine. This is the time of year when Rich Sheeben goes in the woods and he prepares for the winter. And it's just, you know, in our case, it's the hay seasons that I need to do the same thing. In Rich's, at Rich's farm in Montana, he's off hunting and fishing and preparing and preserving and canning and those kinds of things. So Rich is fine. This is not a story. This is actually the truth. This has been, he let me know weeks in advance. And I don't give that advance information to protect Rich and his privacy and his safety. So that's why you don't hear about these things in advance. Kyle, you were talking about USA Prepares and what we do. Please continue.
Yeah, I want to throw a different mindset to people because this is where I think we're headed, Vince. Folks, I think we're headed for war. And all the things that Vince is telling you and that I've tried to say and different ways of bartering that we discussed, week and a half ago, something like that, different things for barter and stuff, those are fixing to become more of a reality to you so fast, and it's going to happen quickly. We're prodding China. China's blustering around. We're sending naval groups to different spots in the country just to, you know, put them right in harm's way, right in China's back door practically. And if they do that, if we end up in war, one of the very first things that's going to happen is EMP attack to this country because the stupid politicians that are in this country has never hardened our grid. So, folks, you better get ready for trying to prepare for war is the thought process that I would like to get across to people. You better be able to supply your own electricity for months, in my opinion. You're going to have something that can withstand that kind of stress. And I think personally, we're going to see the dollar collapse because China is accomplishing its goal with the potato head in chief up there doing the things that he's done now with Saudi Arabia and Nigeria signing a security agreement with Russia. The petrodollar is on its way out. It's going to die. There's just no two ways about it. And I think when that happens, I think in this country, Vince, within probably the next year to 2 years at the most, you're going to see $40, $50 a loaf bread and $30 a dozen chicken eggs. And I think you're going to see at least $25 to $30 a gallon gasoline. And I think that kind of hyperinflation is going to hit. I think parts are going to be almost non-existent because it takes time to be able to come up with the right kind of parts to fix things. Even if we were to able to start manufacturing them ourselves or wanted to, it takes time to create those things, and it takes electricity to be able to do it. So get what you need now, as much as you can, and you can take this to heart or not, but when you're dying, don't say you weren't warned. You better prepare for war. And in my opinion, that's where my mindset is starting to get. I reiterate that to myself so that I keep myself in the thought process of the right way of when I think that I'm preparing too much, when I think that I'm just going overboard, I think, what's this going to look like if we were at war? And so that's what I want to pass on to people.
Now, Kyle, when things get bad, people do some horrific, heinous things. You know, there are people who have been stranded in history in the seas. And there's no food, and what has happened in the past is cannibalism. You know, they'll pick the guy that they're going to eat, and they do. So as things get worse, you may think that, oh, that's not possible, you know, it won't happen here. And it's all happened before. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. And we'll be right back. I've got some tips, and I think you might find them quite fascinating.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, numbering in the hundreds. It's being reported from senior U.S. sources, house-to-house executions in Kabul following the U.S. military departure have begun, as gunfire is being heard throughout the residential sections of Kabul. Audio from South African journalist Laura Logan on Twitter. Taliban fighters, all wearing brand new U.S. uniforms and brand new weapons and brand new equipment, took over the airport. A million people are still without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The sweltering heat in the area is amplifying the need to get the power turned back on. It is unknown how many people lost their lives from Ida, but Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, tells NBC News he expects the death toll to climb higher.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. And we're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death toll to go up considerably.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The unthinkable has happened. The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, measuring in the hundreds. U.S. CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie tells MSNBC they never had hope of getting all Americans out.
Look, there's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, Louis, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out. And there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that. It's a tough situation. But I want to emphasize again that simply because we have left, that doesn't mean the opportunities for both Americans that are in Afghanistan that want to leave and Afghans who want to leave, they will not be denied that opportunity.
South African journalist Laura Logan is reporting on her Twitter feed, house-to-house executions by the Taliban have begun in Kabul. One lawmaker says President Biden has now created another Syria. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we'll be talking about some tips that you can use. Some tips that you've never even heard of. But Kyle, you mentioned Potato Head, and I refer to him as the plagiarist. And one of our sons has a great name for the vice president. He calls her Heels Up, H-E, like high heels up.
Yeah.
because she slept her. She slept her way to the vice presidency, and that's been widely reported. So that means prostitution, as far as I can tell. When you sleep for money, And so sleeping for a job is, and the job pays money. It's just one step in between. So sleeping for the job that pays money sounds like prostitution to me. So we got a wonderful administration. So when I was in elementary school, you know, we would be working on an assignment, writing on our desks, and this is early elementary school. I'm talking maybe third grade, and I remember the teacher saying, one student might look at another student's, you know, work and, you know, see what that student was writing. And the teacher would say over and over, look, copying someone else's work, you're going to be cheating yourself. In the long run, you're actually cheating yourself. And so if you're cheating on an exam and you're copying someone else's work, that's cheating. It's wrong. But you won't know how to do it later on in life, because you copied someone else's work. So Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, that's what he did. He cheated through law school. You can look it up on the internet. It's there. It's true. I'm not making it up. It's been there for a long time. He is a bona fide plagiarist. So what we have is a guy who has, he was elected or selected to the Senate at age 30. He has been in government all of his life. He's never really had a job. And so he's been, a six-term senator. As soon as he became vice president 6 days after resigning his position in the Senate. And so he's six-term senator, two-term vice president. He has had more training opportunities for the position of president than anybody in the history of the United States of America. Okay. He has been training, studying, and he still can't do it. And it all gets back to his mindset, one of plagiarism and cheating. So here we go. I mean, he was able to cheat his way to the top, but he can't do anything. And he's been a national, actually an intergalactic disgrace. So I just wanted to pass on plagiarism is stealing someone else's work. And what we've got in the White House, right?
Yeah. You know, also, Vince, that it goes back to the reality of even George Bush, the second there. We have been led in this country by people who have been educated beyond their intelligence for a long time. And they've cheated, lied, stolen, manipulated, you know, their way to wherever they are. And that's the problem. That's why everything is so corrupt, because they're corrupt. And the path to where they end up is corrupt. And so they learned to do those kind of things because in their mind, the end justifies the means, but it does not create a quality in the person. And I think that's the same thing that we keep trying to tell people over and over and over and over again. The things that we're telling you to be able to go out and try and attempt and take on and rise to the challenge of these things, and the tips that we're giving you to be able to do these things yourself will make you more prepared, but it also enriches your life and makes you feel more competent and more confident, and just more self-satisfied with the way your life is going and your control over it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, the government has gotten involved in things that has really messed them up. Let me give you an example. The government and gasoline cans, those 5-gallon red plastic gas cans. The finest gas can I've ever used, I bought around 1989. It was made by a company called Eagle. I don't think they make plastic gas cans anymore. And it's kind of like a cylindrical can. It's round. If you look at it from the top, it's round. And it has a dome lid, it has a handle on the top, and it has a vent on one side, a small vent. And it has a large pour spout on the other side with a rubber hose that's flexible. You can put it in any kind of equipment you want, and it doesn't spill. It is magnificent. But they don't make them anymore. And then the next best would be a company called Blitz. Walmart used to sell them for $3.47. And they were sued out of existence because of stupid people pouring gas on hot engines and having fires erupt and getting burned. Well, now we have gas cans made by a company called Midwest. They're miserable. They have so much protection you can't use them. They're dangerous. Have you used one of those, Kyle?
Oh, I got rid of them. Every single one of them, Vince. It's interesting you mentioned that old Eagle. I've got one of them that I got at a garage sale about a year ago. And I agree. It is probably my favorite gas can. The ones that I got rid of that have all of the little locks and safety features, quote unquote. But you can't hold that gas can to pour it into a car and pull the safety mechanism hardly at the same time without splashing it all over everything. It's terrible. I hate them things.
Right.
And I got rid of every single one of them. And I did go to these ones. I don't remember who they're made by, but they do have a vent in the spout. But what I did is I drilled a hole in the back, in the right opposite the spout on the top of the can there, and I put a screw in there so that I would have a normal vent when I tip it over. And the spouts, they're kind of about an 8-inch spout, and they are bent out. And so I buy them, and then I drill a hole, and I put a sheetrock screw or a self-tapping type screw in there, and I use that for a vent. And that's what I do, and they work just fine. But you're right, the old ones like that were the best, and these new ones are absolutely worthless.
Right, and they're actually dangerous, in my opinion. So what the government has done is gotten involved in requiring safety features. And so there is a push lever on the pouring spout. So you have to push that thing or pull it back toward you to release the flow of fuel. So there's a valve in this spout. And then there's no vent. So what happens is you spill gasoline. It's hard to hold this thing and pour it at the same time and manipulate this shutoff valve in the spout. It's just awful. And then what they did to make it even worse is they put in an anti-spillback funnel with perforated funnel inside the mouth of the gas can. So it's this white plastic thing. It's like the size of a toilet paper tube, maybe a little bit longer. It's got a lot of holes in it. And so when you go to fill it up, you can't fill up the can properly because this insert in the pouring opening is blocked with this plastic liner, if you will. So what, and I'm not recommending you do this, class, but I can't stand these things. So I grab a rounded screwdriver, and I start prying very gently away this insert, and then I pull it out with some heavy needle nose pliers. That way I can fill it up without getting gasoline all over me. And so I'm not recommending you do it, because if you do it, you're probably violating some kind of a safety mechanism that's supposed to work that I don't think works. So for me, it doesn't work, and that's what I have done, but I'm not suggesting that you do it. I'm suggesting that if you want, you know, go to the internet and see what other people have done and make that decision for yourself. But some people are so frustrated with these gas cans, what they've done is in the where the handle is high up near the opposite side that you'd be pouring from, they drill a half inch hole. I believe it's a half an inch hole, and they take a tire valve. Now the entire tire valve assembly, like you have on your wheels in your car. And what they do is they thread with a piece of wire, they drill that hole, they make it smooth and make sure there's no rough edges, and they'll thread a piece of wire through that hole to the big hole where you pour the gasoline in when you go to fill it up. And they pull a tire valve through that hole, and it seats, so you have this, you know, 2-inch long rubber tire valve with a cap. And they take out the insert, the Schrader valve, they take that out, and they have this little cap that you take off when you fill up your tires with air. And that's what they use as a vent. And it works great. So here we have, you buy a gas can and you can't use it. So now you have to modify it. You have to take parts off it to make it work. And then the other thing you have to do to make it really work well is to buy a replacement spout on the internet, which is nothing more than a cap and a hose. And then it'll work like that old Eagle gas can of 1980-something. So you can go all the way back to 1980-something by modifying a Midwest gas can to make it work the same as they used to before they were improved to the point where you can't use them. Kyle, did I say that right?
You said it exactly right, Vince. And, you know, the other day I was in Murdoch, and they had the replacement spouts, the ones that, you know, you can usually use, not the ones with the safety valves. And they had them listed for $14 a piece.
That's the price of the whole gas can.
I know. But that's how frustrated people are getting, you know, with those things. They're willing to pay that.
Yeah. And, Klaus, you can find replacement spouts, pouring spouts on the internet. And, of course, they're made in China. I don't think we make them here, but you can get them. I have not tried them, but I just wanted to share that little bit of frustration and what you can do to modify these old gas cans. So if you've got one that's discolored because it's been left out in the sun, or you pick one up at a yard sale and it's an older design with a screw cap vent on one end and a pour spout on the other end, and it's got all the parts, it's worth more than a brand new one made by Midwest. Kyle, would you agree with that?
Amen. Yep, I've got plenty of them.
Okay. So, class, if you have some, I expect that gasoline prices are going to go up very, very quickly, maybe even today. I'm not saying panic. I'm just saying if you think that makes sense about what we talked about with the hurricane in New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi, you might want to start considering what do you need. Have that meeting with your family. Sit down at the dinner table and say, okay, what would we be unhappy if we didn't have? You know, what do we need? Not do we want, what do we want? What do we need? And then make your purchases accordingly. We'll be right back. I want to talk about screwdrivers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Kyle, you and I did a broadcast class, and we spent a lot of time on screwdrivers. So I don't want to spend all that time on how to buy a screwdriver, but I want to talk about something that I noticed. We have vehicles on the farm here, and I want to make sure that each one of the tractors has a toolbox. And in the toolbox, I need certain wrenches that, you know, for the common repairs out in the field. So if I'm a half a mile or three quarters of a mile away from the house, I don't want to have to make that round trip back to the, you know, to the shop here at the house to get the tools I need. So I want to have some screwdrivers and wrenches and pliers and things like that in a toolbox. And one of the things I use is an ammo can, a 50 caliber ammo can, because it's perfect. You know, as a small toolbox, because it's watertight, it can stay out in the rain, and the tools, you know, are protected in there. And so I bolt them to the sides of the tractors, and I take them with me. But you know, so it really looks kind of ominous, I guess, when I, you know, ride around with a 50 caliber ammo can, you know, on the side of my tractor. But anyway, I do it, and I don't care what the neighbors think. So anyway, I bought a whole bunch of screwdrivers. For each of the trucks, each of the cars, the tractors, for the shop, I bought a box of about 100 screwdrivers used. And they were all Craftsman screwdrivers. And when they arrived with this white stuff on the butyrate handles. Butyrate plastic is the kind of handle that was used back in the 70s, 80s, etc., maybe 60s, 70s, and 80s. So these are top quality screwdrivers. The tips are good, the shafts are good, but the handles aren't so good. And so we've got some Proto, P-R-O-T-O, that's another top of the line brand screwdriver. Same thing, Vaco, V-A-C-O, same thing. And even some Snap-on tools have these plastic handles, and they have this kind of a milky white. It looks like mold. It looks like mold is growing on the surface of the plastic. Kyle, have you seen this?
No, Vince. That's something I've never seen before.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Okay.
But
it's common.
It's funny you mentioned screwdrivers, and you bought 100 of them.
Yeah.
I went to a garage sale the other day, and I just can't stop. I'm just like you. I want tools in both my plow truck, my pickup truck, my car. I want things that, and I don't use the 50 caliber ammo cans, but they would be perfect but just little small toolboxes that you can usually pick up at garage sales. I like to have basic tools on just about everything, and it might not be as complete as my big one that I carry in my little Toyota car, but there's many times when I'll be in town and a friend will call, or my daughters or son-in-laws will call and say, hey, do you have this in here? I'm stuck in, you know, something happens. I mean, maybe not many times, but if I would imagine 4 or 5 times a year this happens. And when you got kids, you know, you're going to go help them. And so I can show up and I've got everything I need.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to do the same thing. And you know, we've got all this anyway, but I wanted to make sure we had more, you know, and upgrade some of the older, not so great screwdrivers, et cetera. But what happened was, And this is common, Kyle. Maybe it's because it's colder where you are that this you haven't seen this. But if you look on the internet and you look up moldy screwdrivers or moldy Craftsman screwdrivers or white covering on the screwdrivers, you'll find it. So what happens is the Craftsman screwdrivers had a clear plastic handle, but then they had this layer of blue and a layer of red, you know, kind of stripes, if you will, along the handles, and the whole handle would turn milky white, and you'd kind of rub it, and it looked like mold. It literally looks like mold is growing on this thing, but when you touch it, it doesn't come off. So I was trying to figure out, how do I get this stuff off? And I tried automatic transmission fluid, and I've talked about saving automatic transmission fluid with you, and I put some on there, rubbed it. It doesn't come off. So this white stuff does not come off. So it's not mold. It's like a degradation of the plastic, or an oxidation, if you will, of the plastic. And I've been thinking about it for a while. I finally realized what it was yesterday, the answer. So I bought many years ago an ultrasonic cleaner. And an ultrasonic cleaner is something that was used during World War II. And what happened was back then, hypodermic needles, syringes, were reusable. They didn't use them once and throw them away and, you know, send them out in the ocean every time, you know, once they disposed of them, put them on a boat and send it out to the ocean or send it to the landfill. They reused them and they had to clean them. But sometimes plasma or whatever the serum was that they were injecting would dry up and get stuck inside the hypodermic needle, which was reusable. They couldn't get it out. So what was developed was an ultrasonic cleaner. So what this is I have one that's about, it holds about a half a gallon of water. And it's like a sink with a stainless steel sink. And underneath there are transducers and drivers that make these things vibrate. And they vibrate around 45,000 cycles per second. So it's above the hearing range. And what happens is if you heat the water and you add some dishwasher detergent, it will loosen the surface tension, and the vibration of the water, because of this 45,000 cycle per second transducer, will cause the hardened plasma in the hypodermic needles to explode.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.